Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Ag Central Network reporter Ben Revere joined a bus tour sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council this week, headed for Nebraska, with a focus on Palmer amaranth and weed control. NDSU and University of Minnesota Extension Specialist Tom Peters shared his thoughts on the success of this week's tour.
We came down with the idea that we needed to continue to create awareness, to provide a picture for key stakeholders as to what exactly Palmer amaranth looks like in its native habitat. And I think we've accomplished those objectives.
Absolutely. Seeing some of those weeds, it's amazing. You know, we saw them coming up over, some of them almost up over the corn stalks.
Yeah, when we looked for them, we did see them above the corn. And it was tall corn, too. I'm thinking the corn was every bit of 9 feet tall. So think about it, a weed that was as tall as our corn crop.
Now, you were here 2 years ago. What similarities, what differences compared to then as to now?
Well, I'll be honest, Ben, I think it was worse 2 years ago. I thought the Palmer amaranth was more widespread in some of the fields, especially the soybean fields. I think it was worse 2 years ago than it was now. The other thing that stood out for me is I think the retailers had a lot more confidence. They had a game plan, and we could tell that this time that they clearly had an idea as to what they wanted to do. Farmers, the community of farmers, see the importance of controlling Palmer amaranth, so their behaviors have changed.
Now, there's been a mix of people on this particular tour that you mentioned was different from 2 years ago. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, 2 years ago, our trip was dominated by extension personnel. Our goal was to teach ourselves. We felt like if we're going to be educators, we better figure out what this thing looks like and maybe learn a little bit from people that have experience. So I would say maybe 80% of the attendees 2 years ago were University of Extension personnel. This time we had a much more diverse audience. So in addition to Extension, we had the Weed Control Board officers. So think about it. We had people that were working in crop, and then we had people working in autocrop areas, the ditches, for example. Probably the next largest segment were people that represented other commodities. Sugar beets was pretty strongly represented, soybean too. And there's probably a few more, but it was a nice balance of people that brought different perspectives to the conversation. And I think for that reason, it made it a real powerful dialogue that we had when we were out in the field. So very positive, and I think we accomplished a lot, Ben.
Reporting from Nebraska, for Ag Central, I'm Ben Revere.
And just a reminder, the Carrington Row Crop Tour is set for August 29th, just a few weeks away. Farmers, crop advisors, and agricultural industry representatives are invited to view the field research trials and receive production recommendations on corn, soybean, and dry edible beans at the annual Row Crop Event Tour. It's going to be at the North Dakota State University's Carrington Research Extension Center. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.